Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, supplemented with the scientific data. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, an Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we will be talking about the fifth mistake some parents make, and I say some because you will find out shortly why, when they are raising their children. And that being, as I like to put it, changing the rules of engagement at a whim. Meaning, when the parent wants to physically, unfortunately, punish their child, instead of keeping the punishment to something that is known, something the usual punishment, the routine punishment, they change the physical punishment at a whim, thus throwing the child out of balance and completely turning the world that this child is living in upside down. Dear Sayyid, please teach us how to avoid this situation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. There are a lot of parents, sadly, their method of dealing with their kids is through violence, and some of them, they get very harsh with their kids. I mean, this is a reality that we can't escape, we cannot deny. And as much as we try to cover our tub, this can't be covered. Right. And this is a global issue, mind you. This not only happens in a certain culture or
no.
certain society.
No.
Maybe certain cultures or certain countries, they have less of it.
Right.
But over across the board, it's a common problem, very common problem.
Unfortunately.
And obviously, it's not like children, they're going to call the police or down.
Call the United Nations.
Or 999. Obviously,
right.
They just cop it.
Suck it up.
I speak for myself. I've been hit a lot. So as children, we get hit. But sometimes some parents, they don't understand the rules of engagement and hitting a child. And sometimes they start to hit them too much. Sometimes they start to throw things at them.
Right.
They throw a cup, a glass, a shoe,
right.
whatever they see.
Whatever's within reach.
And this is what I call guided missiles, right? So you have a shoe, this is a guided missile.
Right.
And I've seen many of them even in public. I've seen many people even around the shrines of the imams with their kids, and they pull them from their ears or they give them a slap and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
So this is a problem that we have that needs to be treated.
Right.
Now, obviously, we did mention many times that we said hitting a child is forbidden in Islam. You can't
right.
hit a child, and if you hit, obviously, you have to pay compensation and reimbursement in gold and silver, depending on the color that changes when the child has been hit.
Dear Sayyid, allow me to interrupt you because we'll be going on a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the fifth mistake parents commit when they are raising their children, and that is when they want to unfortunately physically punish their children, they change the way that they punish their children. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So we were saying that Islamically it forbids a parent hitting his children under no circumstances.
Right.
And we see that most people sadly do. They neglect that. They disregard that order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a very important point, when it comes to girls, He set the age of taklif, of Islamic maturity and puberty, at the age of 9.
Right.
And set it for the boys at the age of 15. It could be less depending on the boy, but technically speaking, we go 15, right?
Right.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, He says, before 9, I will not punish you for whatever sin you commit because you're not mature.
Right, yeah.
Right? Once you become mature, I require you to pray. I require you to fast. I require you... If you don't do these requirements, you get punishment.
Yeah.
So even maturity... After maturity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from here I can begin. Now, even Allah says, even so though He says, I will punish you for not praying, that punishment is delayed. It's not instant, right?
Right.
With parents, why don't we have the same limitation as Allah has? For example, I should not touch my child unless he's 15. Or if she's a girl, unless she's 9. Not that I'm saying we should.
Not that you shouldn't, but like exactly. At least if you're going to do it.
Exactly. Why don't we think it of in the same way of Allah?
Right.
Or as we say, you know what? He made a mistake. We can let it go. We can try to fix it.
Right.
And even if I have to do a punishment, let me delay the punishment.
Yeah.
Don't make it instant. So then we ask questions here. We say, what did these children do so bad that they deserve to be hit physically? And is it natural for a child to be hit from year to year to year? Because, you know, sometimes once a parent hits once, twice, and becomes a habit, usually they start, right?
Right, unfortunately.
I mean, like, I have 3 kids myself, and I never laid hands on them. And, you know, they do a lot of stupid things.
Right.
I never lay hands on them, because first I know my... Islamic duties.
Your Islamic obligations, of course.
And I know the effect it will leave on them mentally. They will grow up with it.
And that is just as important.
Yeah. And if the child, obviously, as he grows older, he does not try to program himself to forget, it stays with him. So maybe sometimes me and you, we love our dad so much that we kind of forget what they done to
right.
us.
Yeah. Selective memory.
Yeah, but some kids, it grows with them. They take it with them to their grave. And I've heard a lot of people even curse their fathers.
Right.
And I was just recently speaking to a young boy who's having a rough time with his dad. And he told me, you know, the time that his dad bashed him so much because he came home late because he was with his friends.
Just for that.
Yeah. And he said he was in the car. He said he was sitting in the car in the train station. And he said dad just grabbed him by the head and started pushing my head against the dashboard. And hitting me with the phone. It's like, it's a very violent scene for about a 10-year-old.
Right. For anyone, really.
Yeah,
right.
And his dad is a religious man. And I said...
Is he, though?
I said, what went wrong?
Yeah. Is he, though, if he really was a religious man?
I don't know.
Right. With that, let's go ahead and take a quick break to cool our heartbeats.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat. Ya muqiya al-khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it.
Ya muqiya al-khayrat. Ya muqiya al-khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Just before we went on a break, we were discussing the fifth mistake that some parents make, unfortunately, very unfortunately, And when they are physically punishing their children, they sometimes choose to switch up their punishment in unexpected ways. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us further in regards to this subject.
Then we asked, what is the reason to why parents hit their children? If a parent hits his child, it shows how much this parent lacks in terms of trying to find other solution and other ways to deal with his child.
Right.
It tells you how ignorant he is in dealing with his child, that this is his only method of trying to deal with the child.
Right.
For example, in the case that I said to you before with the child coming late, I mean, if you resort to hitting straight away, then obviously you're a failure as a father. I don't care how religious you are.
I completely agree.
But you are a failure. I mean,
as a father and as a human being.
Yeah, so a 10-year-old, I mean, there are better ways to deal with them. So, for example, if a person, his children lack at school and he resorts to hitting them, for example, right? Some people do that. I mean, why don't you sit with them, figure out why they're slow and try to work on that and bring them up to level, to speed? If you hit them, it just tells me that you are incapable of thinking to begin with.
Right.
Because, you know, the only thing you do is hit.
Right.
This is an animal.
Just like an animal.
It's an animal instinct.
Right.
The animal, if you try to get close to an animal, the first thing an animal will do is like tries to hit you. Have you seen a cat when you're trying to touch a cat, especially if she's not friendly?
Yeah.
The first thing we'll do is try to hit you. Scratch you.
Yeah.
Natural cause. So if I come and my natural reaction to my child's problem is to straight away hit them.
It is mind blowing.
That's a problem.
Just treat the child the parents who want to hit their children, like, imagine this is an adult sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
Are we going to act the same way? Are we literally going to hit an adult?
Yeah. And sometimes, even let's change the scenario around. Sometimes two siblings are fighting, one of the siblings hits the other. The mother comes like an eagle and she slaps the child that hit his sibling.
Right.
I'm okay. We say, well, I mean, why do you have to get involved? It's not your business.
Right.
It's between them. They're fighting. You don't have to hit. What you could do, though, you could have separated them when they were arguing.
Why are you involved in the fighting?
Yeah.
So like, when physically fighting.
When you heard the argument where you had things, you try to work it out. Try to work what the problem is. Try to find a solution.
Right.
Right. I mean, obviously, if they got to a point where one is hitting the other, it did not just escalate instantly.
It's not out of the blue.
Right. So I started... Right. You know, with an argument, this and that, and then blew out of proportion. It happens with my kids a lot. And what I do is I try to de-escalate the situation. Yeah,
find out what's going on.
Yeah, and find
the de-escalation. You had taught this skill when de-escalating a conflict.
Yeah.
You separate both parties, you sit them down, they get calm, you ask them what has happened.
Exactly. So this is what you have to do. So if I just have to resort to every time my daughter, she's a kind of a bully. Every time she hits her brother, I have to go hit her. Or sometimes when her brother retaliates and he hits her, then I hit him.
Sounds so stupid when you put it that way.
Yeah. Right. So that just, it's not going to solve the problem.
A hit B and I come and a C hit B. And
yeah. So it's just a never-ending dilemma.
It's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah. So with parents who always resort to this act of hitting, then obviously they have a problem. Right. They like...
Grow up a problem. Yourselves.
Yeah. And sometimes, for example, mothers... hit their children when they're eating, like because he eats in a certain way,
right.
And he gets a certain style. Because I'm like, let him eat, teach him how to eat, don't hit him. So obviously, whatever we hit our children for, there's a very simple solution to. But we just need to open our eyes. If we're not seeing it, then we are truly dumb.
And may Allah guide us to the straight path where we are not so much dumb. And with that note, we will have to end today's program. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time and for your valuable information and knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If your dear listeners have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email englishradio@irib.ir, or you can visit our website parstoday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Instagram and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.